Hello and welcome to my Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lols of living in London.
Two gays, one city, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, I am a broken, broken man today.
I don't know what I am. I'm a hollow shell of someone that I think I used to be. I don't even know. I don't know what day it is. What day is it?
I have no idea. I'm just still processing the weekend. This is what happens when you go out three nights in a row in your 30s. We're not
too, much.
Too old for that now. We're too old.
What? Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. You did a night off, then another night. I did three nights. Oh, goodness.
Well, technically, I slept the whole day in between. So in a way, it was back to back. I kind of just lost a day. It didn't happen in my head. It was just a blip.
But what a fun weekend we had, though.
Yeah, it was full on. I actually completely forgot that we went out on Thursday.
Yes, because Thursday was Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes. Oh my goodness, my voice.
Yes, hello, it's me.
Liza
Minnelli. I mean, that was the worst impression I've ever done of Liza.
I am Croaky McCrokerson today. Yeah, you look it. Like Death McDeffy.
Wow, thank you for the compliments. Really like helped me with my self-esteem. Like, nar. Because I sent you, I mean, hang on, we'll talk about Thursday in a second, but I sent you, right. Oh, I don't know how to tell this story. So I was going through Instagram on Sunday after Saturday's events, which we'll come back to. And I was just going through like the various photos that the venue had reshared. And there in the background of one of these photos of this beautiful drag queen, her name's Dylan, she's gorgeous, beautiful drag queen, was me. And I've never seen myself look like that. I can't tell if I was just drunk, if it was a bad angle, what it was, but I looked like a troll.
But you are a troll. You troll me all the time.
Yeah, but being like, you know, a metaphorical troll and a physical troll, very, very different things.
You're morphing into one.
And also, when do I troll you online?
All the time. You troll me on the podcast every single week. I have to have extra therapy sessions because of you.
Well, your therapist is welcome. Oh, but yeah, Thursday. Where did we go? I don't even remember.
Well, we got invited, we're very lucky, to the Mrs. Doubtfire opening night on the West End, the new musical.
Oh, okay. Listeners, if you haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire, well, I'm assuming everyone's seen the movie, right? Because I don't know why it became this, but I feel like it did become kind of part of gay culture.
I think so. I think, well, Robin Williams was just amazing anyway. Yeah. Like, he is the kind of voice of my childhood, right? And Mrs. Doubtfire, one of my fave films from the 90s growing up. Fun story, actually, about Mrs. Doubtfire, the movie. So I was obsessed with it, right? I used to watch it all the time. Mm. Do you remember in the beginning bit where he's in the recording studio and he gets fired, doesn't he? He's doing like the voice of like the Tweety Bird or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he says something where he basically gets fired and he goes like, "Pierce off, Lou," and he walks off.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that was a swear word, right? My dad was like having a go at me when I was a kid for some reason. And I went, "Pierce off, Dad." And he was fuming. And he was like, "Where have you learned that word?" And I was really worried that he was going to ban me from watching the Mrs. Doubtfire video that I blamed some chavvy girl in my school. He said, "She taught it to me." So he rung up her parents and be like, "Your daughter is teaching my son swear words. My son just sweared at me because of your daughter." And it was a lie. It was Robin. Robin.
Right,
it was Robin Williams.
Can you smell burnt toast? Oh, Robin Williams. No, Mrs. Doubtfire is so good. And actually, like you said, we were very lucky enough to be invited along to press night. And it's such a good show. And I'm genuinely not just saying that because they invited us along. It was brilliant. And I go see a lot of theatre, right? And I normally go to the same shows because I enjoy them. And I'll be honest, a lot of new stuff that I have been to see, I've been not disappointed. It's still really good, but it's not taking me on that journey that I enjoy. Whereas Mrs. Doubtfire, from beginning right through to the end, it's so full of charm. In fact, did you see that article about someone saying it was charmless?
I know. Bullshit. Those kids in the show, they were so cute, so sweet. Like the little girl that plays, is it Natalie?
Oh my God, yeah.
She was adorable. How can you not, like, your heart break during all that scenes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite the same for me without her having a lisp. I appreciate that the character doesn't necessarily have one. It was the actress that played it. And her name has dropped out of my mind, but she also played Matilda.
I remember you said, oh, will this line be in it? Because you quote it to me all the time. And they did the scene where it got set up. So I tapped on the knee like, oh my goodness, the line is about to come.
Yeah. I always say it to like fret yours. And like you put like somebody pours one person a drink, but not me. I'm always like, we're his goddamn kids too. People are like, what? I'm like, it just means don't forget about me.
I love out of the whole movie and all the iconic lines, that is your favourite line.
We're his goddamn kids too.
I absolutely love, well, you know, I've got a slight thing for lisps anyway. Now, I don't have anything for little girls. Please don't go down that route. I don't need to go there right now. But for some reason, I've always been fascinated by them. So that line has stuck with me since I watched the film. If you haven't seen the movie, you absolutely should. And if you are around in London and it is possible for you to go see Mrs. Doubtfire, we can highly recommend a fantastic evening. However, what happened after Mrs. Doubtfire is not quite as charming.
Why do we get so messy when we're drunk? I think the issue is we egg each other on. I'm really easily influenced and all of like dares and jokes and stuff like, have another shot. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I think us two together, we are like evil twins, aren't we?
Yeah. It is bad. It is bad.
Do you know what? We are pinky in the brain. You're the one that like causes all the malicious behavior. And then I'm like the dumb mouse that goes along with it.
So just so I can get that as a sound bite, you're a dumb mouse. I'm going to see on posters now. Gosh, that should have been our marketing campaign for Pride, Benji and the Dumb Mouse. It's like Cinderella, you know, there's Gus Gus.
Oh, yeah.
The Gus Gus. That's you. And I'm the other one. We can do it. We can do it. Oh, gosh, I've lost the plot.
I've got the giggles as well. You're making me hyper. I'm too hungover to be hyper.
We went to Freedom Bar Soho to watch Chic. And who was performing at Chic?
Oh, Smashby, bitch.
It's Smashby, bitch. And those of you that have listened to the episode, Smashby came on quite early on, actually, on one of our earliest series.
Yeah, I think season two, yeah.
Smashby is touring so many prides this year. Do go check him out on Instagram. Because if you're going to any of the prides where he's performing, we can guarantee a good time. He is, you just wind him up and push him on a stage and off he goes.
Yeah.
Shaking his bum, doing his thing, giving a shimmy.
He's like a little mini Britney.
He is a mini Britney. In fact, I know that he'd, at that venue, he'd ask for a Britney mic.
Of course he did.
I know. He didn't get one, sadly, but he was so good. And it was, having chatted to him for like 2 years, it was so nice to finally meet him. But I didn't realize how filthy he actually was. Smash me, if you're listening to this, we're not about to drag you, we promise. We actually really love you. But you are dirty boy. You are, you are, like, we know you've got funny stories, but actually, in the flesh, yeah, I was, my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah, so outrageous.
And not in the dislocated way, like it has been. Still bad, listen.
I can't believe you sucking dick has made that happen to your jaw.
Why do you always make it so crude? People could be listening to this over like their morning coffee on the way to work. They don't want to hear you say those words.
Well, don't do those actions then.
All right, fair enough. Sorry to all those commuters. Half a croissant down. Sorry about that.
But yeah, Smashby, you are so much fun. We definitely want to hang out with you again. What an absolute laugh. And we'll probably get you back on the podcast so you can share some of your outrageous stories.
And then what happened after Thursday? Well, you went out on Friday. That was a spontaneous one.
Yeah, went to Blue's Kitchen in Brixton. It's a really cool venue, actually. And I went to go see a gospel choir sing the hits of Adele. I love a bit of gospel choir in my life. Sister Act 2, Joyful, Joyful. Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah.
And then straight into Saturday, which was basically Clapham Pride.
It literally was that, yeah. So if you don't know, if you're not from the area, Clapham is in South London and it's quite a gay area and there's a few gay bars and there's a bit of a gay club and yeah, it's just a bit of a gay town, isn't it?
Gay old time.
And a lot of the bars in Clapham, they closed off their streets to do a big street party, So you could go into all the different bars, and there were stages that were made up, and there were drag queens and comedians and singers and dancers performing the whole weekend. It was basically Clapham Pride.
Yeah, it was so good. In fact, you had to get like a wristband to get into each venue. And I appreciate that there's businesses going on and they need to make money. But I was kind of hoping they were going to do like one wristband gets into like that club, or if you pay a little bit more, you get a wristband that gets into any of the clubs on the street.
Look at you, a business brain on again.
Well, listen, it makes it cheaper for us.
That's true. Like,
that's my end goal here. I want to pay less.
Literally, me on Saturday was tap 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap.
You are so bad. You're like, declined. Here's another one. Declined. Try this one. Declined. Hang on. They've got whips one out of his shoe. Try this one. Hey. Shut. Yeah. Shut. Everybody. Something that did happen on Saturday, which I honestly never thought was going to happen, is I, with you, ended up in Infernos.
Now, for Clapham Pride, which we are now calling it, that was the most random rogue place. That's the word.
It was not Vogue. It was not Vogue in the slightest.
Yeah, because it is basically a straight club.
Yeah.
It is a huge club. It is like a labyrinth in there. So many floors and massive.
Carpeted as well.
I know.
Carpeted floors.
Very strange. Old and retro. Yeah. Well, the reason why we ended up in there is because my friend really wanted to do karaoke. And I was like, I know a place where we could do karaoke right now. And so we booked to a karaoke room and we went on in and we had a gay old time.
Gay old time.
I set you up for that because I was waiting for that. We'll have a gay old
time. From the age of 16, I promised myself I would never do karaoke, but you really did get me on that microphone.
You actually are quite a good singer. I'll give it to you. You can hold a tune.
Whoa, how quickly that compliment dropped. You're quite a good singer too. You can hold a tune. That's like saying you're a really good cook. Well, it's edible.
Well, I can't even pitch a note. I was like, Benji, give me a key here because I don't know what the note is I'm starting on. But yeah, you were like smashing it. But I thought we did a good little duet. We did Venga Boys.
We did Boom Boom Boom, which is one of my absolute favourite songs, but it's not got much of a tune, I've realised. And also the lyrics, I didn't realise it said Boom Boom Boom, I want a double room.
Yeah, I always thought it was I want a double boom, as in like, I want two rounds.
I thought it meant a threesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, double boom. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
One in this boom and one in that boom.
All the booms filled.
Fill my booms.
Also, this is a weird story, right? Me and my sister, when we were kids, we used to sing that song as a duet to my mum and dad. Obviously, didn't have any clue what the lyrics were on about.
No.
Basically talking about like wanting to have sex with each other. And there's me and my sister giving you full Venga Boys vocal when we were like 8 years old.
Well, that's very strange because me and my sister also used to sing that, but we changed the lyrics.
Oh God, what to?
Boom, 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 boom. We came from the same womb. We weren't in there together, but we'll be friends forever. That tells you a lot about my childhood, doesn't it? Sad.
Did you get bullied as a kid?
Actually, I did. I've never really made that connection. But yes, there I was, here, my sister, dancing with our own lyrics.
Wow. Benji, lyricist of the year. Congratulations.
Okay, well, let's move swiftly on from that. I would love to tell you what we did after Infernos, but it's honestly a blur. I think we went back to Brewers.
Yes, but before we went back to Two Brewers, we danced for a bit in Infernos and the Grease Mega Mix came on, which is our first date throwback.
Yeah, I mean, not that I really want a throwback to our date. However, listen, all you gays, listen to this right now. If you don't feel like necessarily you have the best dance moves, or you feel slightly insecure on the dance floor, you will feel right at home in a straight bar, because those straights do not cut up the dance floor like we do. And I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't say that I am the best dancer in a club by a long shot. However, in Infernos, I felt like Beyonce's backing dancers. I was giving it everything.
You were tearing up the dance floor, running around, giving it all. And I agree, the straight men, they love a little step dig, don't they?
Yeah, we were going for it.
But what was funny is that then all the women kept coming over and be like, oh my God, you guys are amazing dancers. And like, we're really not. If you go to a gay bar, we are very basic in comparison.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, that was fun. Although I do, at one point, I remember standing, this is an absolute blur actually, it's just come to me. I remember standing on like a raised platform.
Yes, yeah, you were on a raised platform. And there was a massive fan and you were giving it full wind machine Beyonce.
Oh, yes. And then didn't I try and like jump into a split? I'm just suddenly realizing why my hip hurts so much. I feel like you put something in my drink. Honestly, I don't know what came over me. I was really on one.
Super hype.
But anyway, that was our, gosh, this is a long section just to talk about our filthy weekend. That was it was an amazing weekend though, wasn't it?
So much fun. I love a gay weekend. It's the best. I love being gay.
No rest for the wicked, because we have an even bigger weekend ahead of us, which we will tell you all about, podcasters, after this very short break. Okay, oh, I've had a glass of water. I feel like I'm slowly sobering up. I only feel about sort of 40% tequila right now. I feel like I'm on the up.
I love that tequila is your drink of choice these days. You used to be a gin boy.
I was a gin boy until I realized, I think I've mentioned this before, until I realized it was a depressant. And I, the day after, like, anxiety is a thing.
Mm.
And after a night out on like pink gin and tonic, as much, I still drink it because I love it, but I won't do it on like a night out because the day after, I just feel so anxious. Tequila doesn't really do that for me. It actually just makes me quite hyperactive.
But are you ready for another big weekend?
I mean, I'm actually so ready for this weekend.
It is. Well, if you don't know, it's Pride in London this weekend.
July the 1st, Pride in London. And we, as My Big Gay Podcast, are very much involved.
I've never actually marched in the parade at all. I've been loads to watch, but you've hosted before, right?
I have, yeah. I've hosted the parade twice. And actually, one of the years, I was very lucky enough to open the Trafalgar Square stage.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
Yeah,
is that when you wore that really nice jumpsuit that I always want to steal?
Yes, which Billy Porter was like, can I have your jumpsuit? And I was like, yes, if I can have yours, because his was like Swarovski crystal.
Oh, wow.
I was like, we can swap if you like. And they were like, no.
Great, I love that. But yeah, so we got invited to be involved in Pride in London this year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize Pride in London is the largest pride in the UK.
Yeah, it is massive. Yeah, they expect over 500,000 outsiders come into London to celebrate it, which is massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm actually feeling now a bit nervous because the last few weeks I've been like, oh my goodness, we're going to march the parade, we're going to strut our stuff, we're going to make a bit of a scene, all the colours, and just be really visible.
Yeah.
But now that it's approaching, I'm feeling a bit nervous about being in front of so many people.
I'm trying not to think about it too much, if I'm honest.
A couple of tinnies before we go, we'll be fine.
Yeah. I think the fear is a good thing. I think if we didn't have that, it would not be... I don't think we'd be in the right headspace if we weren't nervous, because this is a big deal for us. Like, we often say let's go back to when we started the podcast, right? We did no marketing. We didn't even put our faces to things. In fact, it's not completely anonymous, but we don't plaster our face as much as some other podcasts might.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't want to make it just about like what we look like, or, mm-hmm, you know, our ages or the color of our skin or where we live. It's not necessarily that. It's about us being gay in where we currently live in our society. And this is the first time we're really sort of going out there as Benji and Brad from A Big Gay Podcast.
Yeah.
And marketing ourselves to, it's really directly to the audience that we want to talk to.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Because any money that we have made from the podcast, which has been pretty minimal, we've just put back into making the podcast. Very, very luckily and very kindly got a lovely donation from a sponsor. Mm. So that's allowed us to put on a bit of a show, because we got offered the Pride in London opportunity and we thought, well, we've never marketed the podcast. We want to let the world know that we're here. Mm. And so let's go big. And we got this donation through. So we've hired in a dance team, a choreographer. We've got this huge balloon with our logo on. We've got colorful t-shirts. We've got confetti cannons. We are basically putting on a little mini show on the parade.
Yeah.
So your dream of being involved in a Disneyland parade is about to come true.
Well, I mean, I hate to pop your bubble, but I have actually been in a Disneyland parade before.
No, you're joking.
I'm fully not joking. That is a story for another time, but I have actually danced the whole route in Disneyland Paris, yeah.
Okay, I'm super jealous of that. I would love to bust a move out in the parade.
Yeah, I will. We'll talk about that another time. Okay, all right. This is not about Disney, but I will tell you about that. It's about pride. And although Disney did just do a pride, we should talk about that at some point. But again, this is not about Disney, Ben. Stop making everything about Disney.
But no, we're really, really excited for not only just to kind of let the world know that we are here as a podcast and that we celebrate all things queer, but also to meet with you all and get ourselves out there and connect with fellow listeners or potential new listeners.
Yeah.
And as I say, just be visible. There's been a lot of hate, hasn't there, this year the LGBTQ plus community all around the world. And we're not going anywhere. So we want to make a really big, colourful stamp, and that we're hoping that people are going to film us and tag us, and we'll just get shared around the world. And because we have a lot of worldwide listeners. So it's so nice to be able to just do this for the community and just be visible.
Mm. And listen, when you called me, I think it wasn't even that long ago. It was about 7 weeks ago. And you were like, I really think, you know, we've had this email from London Pride sort of inviting us if we wanted to enter the parade. And I really think we should do it. I remember being like, okay, I don't know if you realize how big a job this is, like, to pull off.
Yeah.
This is huge. I've watched those floats go by, and that is spenny, and that is, it's a lot of work. But I really think we're going to pull this off. I really do. I mean, if you're going to be on the day, when you see us, you will see what we've got. We've got a huge, huge inflatable cube balloon with our logo on, which has my big gay podcast in huge letters. So for anyone in those offices working away, trying to ignore that pride is going on, we're going to float past their window with our big grinning faces. Can't wait. Like you said, we've got a team of dancers dressed all in the different colors of the rainbow flag. They're all branded. We've got some wonderful previous guests from the podcast joining us.
Yeah.
I won't go into who, just in case anything happens, but we can confirm that the lovely Dave Rich is marching with us and may or may not be marching in his Speedos. We've got some drag queens. We've got literally some people that have listened to the podcast from day one. It's going to be huge. And for me, we've had this chat completely off air, the two of us. We do this podcast because of you that listen. We do this because of the messages that we get in. Those messages, like we said before, from the person anywhere in the world, because America, Europe, wherever it is, saying, "Oh, you know, I'm really struggling to understand if these feelings are justified, and I don't know how to come out." And your podcast has really helped me feel secure in who I am. And honestly, the amount of messages that we've had from people saying that they've come out because they listened to our coming out episode, we don't want any gratification for that. We just want to share the difficulties that we grew up with and what helped us get through them, because we don't want anyone to feel like who they are is a bad thing. We don't. So this is us trying to make a safe space for our community. And I really think that Pride, hopefully, will open those doors to invite so many more people into this lovely little community, which you, the listeners, have helped us develop. And I'm going to stop talking because I'm going to tear up, because I'm honestly getting a bit overwhelmed and excited about it. But it's going to be huge.
I couldn't agree anymore with what you just said. And what else is a little bit like, maybe this is fate, maybe this is the universe. Last year, I was at Pride in London, but I was watching the parade. I was just there as a bystander and I was cheering on all the different groups. And I remember turning to my friends at the time and saying, I'm really going to manifest that my big gay podcast will do the Pride in London march next year. And it's happened, but also it's happening on the 1st of July. And what date is that, Benji?
It is the 3-year anniversary of our first ever episode dropping on Spotify.
Yeah, it is our birthday, our third birthday. And we've come so much in the last 3 years. Because when we first started out the podcast, we had no idea what we were doing, right? We were just winging it just having a bit of a laugh. And then we kind of learn on the job how to like edit a podcast, how to kind of churn out an episode. And we just never thought we would grow to get to this stage. So again, thank you so much. much to all you listeners that tune in. And we hope we've made a lovely little community safe space for you, as Benji said. And yeah, and if you're going to be there in London for Pride this weekend, give us a shout, give us a wave. We'd love to say hello.
Yeah, yeah. Please take pictures, tag us, send us messages. Really get our attention. We want to come meet you, get pictures of you, say hello. Get pictures of you. I'm not sure if I mean that. I don't mean like, I want to take a picture just of you. I mean get pictures. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. But take pictures with you. Like, and if you can't make it to London Pride, I totally appreciate it. It's not for everyone. It can be a very overwhelming environment. For those of you that prefer to watch sort of back at home, that is absolutely fine. We'd still love to hear from you. So please send us pictures, tag us in whatever way you are celebrating Pride. We want to share it with everyone and just sort of show the world, look, this is so fine. Look how many of us there are. It's here to stay. You just need to stop the hate and get over it, because like you say, we're not going anywhere. And also, before we finish this year, we've got to put so much strength and love into our trans community, who are getting absolutely, I'm actually getting emotional now, who are getting absolutely battered. Like the things that I read are, it's just not okay. And I don't know what we can do about it other than march so proudly in Pride and just try and show people that this is us, and you can't be hating on us for who we are. So I'm not going to get emotional and I'm not going to make this too deep, but please, like I said, share whatever you're doing. We just want to share with the world how amazing Pride can be. And yeah.
We hope to see you there.
This is a final call for Benji and Brad traveling to Jersey for Channel Islands Pride.
Oh, mate, hurry up. We're going to miss the flight.
Benji, I can't run in these espadrilles.
Gosh, well, what a shame it'll be for them to get left behind. Look, just put that book down and hurry up.
It says here that Jersey has over 30 beaches and is the sunniest place in the British Isles.
Yes, and we won't get there if you don't take those shoes and sun hat off.
Wait, how is my sun hat slowing me down?
It's not. It's just ridiculous.
Whoa, did you know that Channel Island Pride is one of the most attended events in the islands?
Yes, and this year they're going huge, with a main stage, a cabaret stage, and performances from top drag queens, local artists, silent disco dance tent, and some exciting headlining acts yet to be announced.
Quick, do you need anything from Duty Free? Have you packed protection?
Of course I have. It's factor 30.
Not that kind.
Oh.
Come and pie with us at Channel Island Pride in Jersey, Saturday the 16th of September.
It's only a 40-minute flight from most UK airports, so pack your Speedos,
pack your sunnies,
pack your sun cream, and we'll
see you at the beach.
For more information, head to channelislandspride.org.
Right, well, if that's not enough for you this week, we still have an incredible prize to give away on My Big Gay Podcast.
Yes, we do. So the lovely Matt Boyles, who we had on the podcast last episode, has offered a huge prize of up to £1,000 one-on-one coaching for the lucky winner. Matt, if you haven't listened to the episode, you absolutely should, but he is a LGBTQ+ wellbeing coach, and he will help you how to feel happy in your body and things to do to help you progress with whatever physique you are looking to get, basically.
And I'm all about being gay and happy, so this is an amazing, amazing prize. How can you enter the competition?
Well, we have already had some applications via email, but there is a post on our Instagram page, so go to @BigGayPodcast to have a look, and it tells you exactly how you can enter and how you can win, like I said, that £1,000 one-on-one coaching prize, which is huge. That's a huge prize. So head over and start entering now. But, Brad, we have an awful lot to do. So that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't already, then why the hell not? Head over to our Instagram page or our Twitter, which is @BigGayPodcast. Or you can visit our website, which is mybiggaypodcast.com.
And if you're going to be at Pride in London, give us a big shout, give us a big wave. We would love, love to meet you. But as Benji said, if you're not going to be there, keep an eye on our socials, because we're going to be celebrating big, loud and proud with you all on Saturday.
Yes, we will. And who knows, we may well be coming to a Pride near you soon. But Brad, like I said, that is all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday. Right, Benji, I've got a dash. I need to go learn all those dance routines for the Pride Parade.
Oh, mate, no, you're not involved in the dance. That's why we've got the professional dancers, the ones that can actually dance.
Oh, okay, fine. I guess I'll just have to hold the balloon.
No, you cannot be trusted to hold that balloon, because if you let go of it, we are going to halt all airport traffic, like in the whole London region.
Okay, so what is my responsibility on Pride then?
Well, I racked my brains and I thought the best thing for you is you are going to be the cum dump at the after party.
Oh my god, I can't believe you just said that. That is so vulgar.
I can't believe I just said that either. Who on earth would want to cum dump on you? Dark grimms were made for faces like yours.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ plus community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.